Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Hey guys, I'm actually on the landline because I'm in a different place, different location, but we're still going to have the AlfredaLoveShow.com. Listen. I want to welcome each and every one of you to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Dr. Alfreda Love. This is the day, the hour, that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Listen, on tonight, we're going to go over our needs and wants. And we're going to have our hearts analyzed and our minds regulated. So what I would like for you to do is go ahead and turn to Psalm 136, and we're going to read numbers 1 through 9. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great light, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The morning star to govern the night, his love endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the ears and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning. We thank you for starting us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and our strength. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless those who are in the hospitals, those who are coming out, those who are thinking about going in, and those who are going through therapy, and those who are just on their sick beds. We ask that you bless those individuals. We thank you, Lord, for continuing to watch over us. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for being the God that you are. And we thank and give thanks to you, Lord, for the way. We ask, Heavenly Father, that you continue to bless each and everything that we put our hands on and that we put our minds to do. That you let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Now, Lord, as we relinquish this particular prayer, but never out of your presence, we ask that you give us the wisdom, knowledge, and the power to continue to be beacons and light until this dark and dismal world. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen. All right. I want to thank God and my family and all of my friends for tuning in. We have actually 125 individuals on the line. Well, praise the Lord. All right. Now, you know what today is. Today is our needs and wants. So you're going to need some paper. You're going to need your journal, your notebook. And we're going to make some columns, things of that nature. So I'm going to give you a couple of seconds to get your items and materials. And while you're doing that, I'm going to go ahead and read the verse. And it says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Hebrews 13 and 8. It means that Jesus Christ never changed. When we go to sleep, he's the same God. When he blesses us to arise, he never changes. He's a consistent God. He's a good God. Amen. So on today, let's go ahead and put our wants, the title wants on our left side, the jawline, but our needs on the right side. And go ahead and make that cross in the middle, intersection, if you can call it the cross of Jesus. Mm-hmm. So you have your one hand each, and you're going to make three different columns, small columns. You're going to have family, you're going to have friends, then you're going to have yourself. For the knees, you are going to look at the inner person, your heart, your mind, and soul. You look at your hand. Okay, so you should have your wants, your family, friends, and yourself, your name. Then your needs, you should have heart, mind, and soul, and you should have your hand. All right? Then you should have under your want. Then, across from that, the column, same column where your needs are, you should have, just put a blessing, because I'm going to describe it to you when she gets there. And then a prayer request. And inside of that, you should have family ties, soul ties. Family ties and soul ties. Okay, so this is what you should have, because this is a lot. You should have your want in the first column. We're going to call it for you. Okay? Your wants. So under your wants, you're going to have family, friends, and then your name. Then you move over the line. You're at your needs. This is quadrant two. Quadrant three, which is under your wants, is storehouse. The definition of storehouse is a place in which you reserve your love and your joy and all the things that God gives you, those things that money can't buy. Number four is the blessing. There's something that you're praying for. There's a breakthrough. And God says, now that we're getting our hearts trained, he says, now we can continue to focus on the will of God. And then he says, prayer request. He says, you know, that's number five. That should be on the storehouse. Number five is prayer request. Who are you praying for? You know, if you're just putting down yourself and people that you know personally, then you need to put down some other individuals as well. For instance, so Ohio University, they need prayer. And so make sure that we make our prayers known. Then family ties and soul ties. This is very important because this is, I'm going to tell you what this is. You know how you live life and you see individuals who you really look up to. We look up to God. We look up to our family. You see individuals who you really want to connect with. And when we talk about connect, we're talking about building an accountability system. If I was to come up to you and ask you, who is the person or who are the persons that you would like to connect with or build a soul tie, those individuals need to go in quadrant six. Why is that? Because the more we continue to manifest into the will of God, strategically places individuals in our path, and those individuals serve as a purpose through God. Sometimes God authorizes people in our lives, and sometimes he doesn't authorize people. So if you put somebody's name down here, you're on your journey and you're wondering, where are they? Then maybe God didn't authorize that person. Or maybe, just maybe, you haven't reached the point where God says, okay, this is the path that you're going to take right here. So you must understand and recognize how to really understand the will of God. Okay? So we're not going to play any music, because I want you to really focus on what you really want and need and what you're trying to bring into your life through the power of God. And so we are going to come back online at 10:45. That's 5 minutes to finish six quadrants, 5 minutes to finish six quadrants. You're listening to the AfroDeLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love, and we are continuing on our heart and mind evaluation. We have our wants, family, friends, in your name. Then we have our needs, heart, mind, soul, and hands. We have our storehouse. We have our blessings, our prayer requests, and family ties and soul ties. I will be back on at 10:45. All right. Listen. Now, when we go through these various activities dealing with our wants and our needs and the storehouse and the blessings and the prayer requests and the family ties, it's very important that we really think about these different aspects as it relates to our closeness to God and the will of God. We added something new, which consists of family ties and soul ties. Because you have to know in the will, you have to know who God has appointed in your life. You have to know that. And you know that through whom God selects for you to meet along the way. So that's why it's important for us to really focus on the family ties and the soul ties. It's very important. And so when you look at your wants and needs, I really want you to really focus on your life and think about your life. Think about the great things that God has done for us. Part of our needs when we look at our mind and when we look at our soul is to think on the good things, because we can think on many things that contrary to being good, but we must continue to focus on the good things that God is doing in our lives. It's very important. And so this activity really evaluates our heart. Quadrant one, I want to bring that out. Quadrant one, those particular columns should look very similar. Why is that? Because the good things that you want to happen to yourself and your family, you should also want that for your friends. That goes back to growing up in grace, and that goes back to just having a great heart and wanting everyone to succeed. That's what that goes back to. When we first started, the wants looked different for everybody because we all was coming from different areas in our lives. And so when we look at our wants, it should be very similar. It should be very, very similar, because when we talk about what we want, those love and joy and peace and healing and wisdom and all those things, we should want those things for our family and our friends and ourselves. And so this first quadrant, as God is revealing here, he says, this is unity. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Let us all be on one accord. You know, when you go to work, your mission should be, I want to be the positive me that I can be. I know that there are going to be some things that are negative, but I want to be positive. I told you about those equations, those positive charges and those negative charges. Quadrant two, when we look at quadrant two, it's our needs. It's like, Lord, I'm standing in the need of this on a daily basis. I want my heart to be filled with love, joy, and peace no matter what. I want my mind and soul to think on the good things. I want to be creative, Lord. I want to work for your kingdom. And then the hands, I want my hands to be of service. I want my hands to be of healing. I want my hands, everything that I touch in Jesus' name, I want it to be successful. And so when we look at quadrant two, since quadrant one is unity, quadrant two is the ability to connect to God. How do we connect to God? Because we think on the good things, we become positive charges. Jesus says he doesn't dwell in an unclean temple. Unclean doesn't mean dust and things like that. Unclean means a heart full of hatred. God does not dwell. So God says that quadrant two, the reason why we have our needs is in order to connect with God. That's a personal connection to God. It's a meditative force to God. Then we talk about the storehouse. God says that he goes to prepare a place for us, and many people think about that. And God says there's many dimensions of storehouse. God says that he will open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing where we won't have room enough to receive. What blessing are we talking about? The blessings of God. Where in the world are we going to put these blessings? God says that, first of all, before we can have tangible things, he says he had to work on our hearts first. And in order to work on our hearts first, God says that he had to have us to come into a state of wanting to be closer to God through the different adjectives of love and joy and peace and things of that nature. So the storehouse is actually, when we talk about that, it's a place. It's a place where we come to a place in our minds and in our hearts that we are going to serve God no matter what. We come to that particular place. Then we talk about the blessings. God says that there are many things that we need, and that's in the will of God. There are things that we have told God, things that we've taken to God. And he says that, you know, what is it that you really, really need from me right now? God is asking that. And I told somebody last night, I said, I'm talking to God. Is there anything you want me to take to God? And with this blessing, we're very specific to God. You know the blessing that you're in need of. But God says that you first had to have that unity, connection, and the storehouse. And now the blessing, right? And we're going to continue this process because God continues to do his important works. Then we had prayer requests because we know that on this journey, we hear different people, and even in our immediate families and in our families, there are prayer requests that needs to be made known. And so we pray for those individuals. We pray for our family. We pray for our friends. We pray for those individuals we come across. We're praying for each and every person. And this whole activity is to get people to learn how to pray for other people besides just their family or just, I'm going to pray for me, and that's it, you know. Then we talk about family ties and soul ties. There are certain people in your life or certain people that you have just researched that you really want to form a connection to. You can't form a connection to everybody because everybody is not destined to be in your will. But guess what? God already knows who's supposed to be on this journey with you. He already knows who he has in place. These people are already in place. But God says he had to prepare us. He says, I go to prepare a place. God is preparing us right here on the AfreeLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. You know, this whole matrix here, six quadrants, right? God says seven is completion. And God says that there are many, we're going to find out later on as we travel down the journey, that we're going to have one more quadrant. But God says all of these things work together for the good of them who know the Lord, who loves the Lord, and keeps his commandments. And so we're going to continue to do our wants and our needs and our storehouse and our blessings and our prayer requests and our family ties. This matrix all goes together, and God says this right here forms the whole person. He says every day it's renewal because we're working on these things, because we don't always think positive every day. Let's just be real. We're not always happy every day. But God says when you wake up in the morning, you have something to be happy about. That's why I don't understand the phrase, I woke up on the wrong side of the bed. Well, you didn't wake up on the cooling board, so you should be happy. If you woke up on the wrong side of the bed, you still should be happy. Amen? Amen. And so this matrix, I want you to really think about it and take it serious, especially when we do it every Monday, or sometimes we do it on Tuesdays because we have things going on in the ministry and things of that nature. But be sure to do that. We're going to get back in our book study as well. But I do want to tell you, just continue to trust in God. Continue to take your needs and wants to God. Continue to allow God to manifest his glory and his honor and his power within you. And so we must understand that it's God who is over everything. It's, you know, God is over everything. And so we must understand that. So I have a few announcements to make, and then I'm going to bid you a great night. Bishop, to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Also, go to AfreeTheLoveShow.com and click on Number One Love Radio, or StellarGospelMusic.com and click on Number One Love Radio. In addition to that, gospel artists, writers, actors, actress, promoters, anyone with a positive message, please, Facebook Alfreda Love at Alfredalove or Alfredalove, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. In addition to that, continue to pray for all of your family members. Put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. Call out what they need. Pray for yourself. Pray for those you know, those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous avails as much. We must continue to pray for Ohio University, each person who was involved, the officers who were there. You know, we just pray for each and every person in Ohio that was affected on this morning. In addition to that, let's just continue to keep each other lifted. Let's continue to thank God and know who God is. I want you to continue to visit pages at AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, AlfredaHerPages.com. I want you to do something for me. If you go to Dr. Alfreda Love, if you go to Dr. Alfreda Love, you will see Santa's Christmas store, 50 to 80% off all items. And I've only shown you like about 5% of the items that we have. We have many. And actually, I'm going through the different materials, sorting them out and things of that nature, and it's going to be great. So come Saturday, God's will, at 1 o'clock, 1 p.m., come to the Bellmead Civic Center. Bellmead Civic Center is right by the high school, the Bellmead Civic Center. Central Texas is invited. There are many things going on Saturday, God's will, but there is not a 50 to 80% off of our items going on. Be sure to come, because you're going to also be helping a great organization, St. Jude's, and also this is used for our ministry and other things that we do as well. And this is one of our fundraisers, but we also get a St. Jude's as well. So please come out and support. We're hosting this particular store. We also want to make sure that each child receives a gift. That's why they're so reasonably cheap, because we want to make sure that individuals have the opportunity. These are quality gifts. I'm going to actually buy some myself. There are gifts in there for mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, auntie, uncle, cousins, nieces, nephews. There are gifts in there for students, teachers. I mean, if you want to buy your teacher a gift that's a quality gift but very reasonable, come. This is a great time. It's a great day on Saturday, God's will, because school's out on the 16th. So you have plenty of time. You already have your shopping done. You don't have to stand in lines like the crowds. I mean, you just come out. Bellmead Civic Center, 3900 Parrish Street, Bellmead, Texas. If you're coming from other areas, put on your GPS. But it's right by, the landmark is La Vega High School. So it's right, like, behind, depends on which way you come, but it's right behind La Vega High School. So please be sure to come out. Once again, this is Santa's Christmas store, 50 to 80% off all items. We have toys. We have necklaces. We have hats. We have just a plethora of things. So please be sure to come out. 3900 Parrish Street, Bellmead, Texas. If you look at the Waco Tribune Herald on Thursday and Friday, there will be a newspaper promotion of this particular Santa's Christmas store. On Friday, God's will, I'm going to make a video, and I'm going to show you the store. Amen. I'm going to show you the store, because the store is going to be ready on Friday. So, once again, I need you to get a sheet of paper out, or I need you to, you know, check out this particular Facebook cover. Santa's Christmas store, 50 to 80% off all items. Not one, not two, not three, but I said all items. Saturday, December the 3rd at 1 p.m. Bellmead Civic Center. If you're already in Bellmead, tell a friend who's in Waco. Tell a friend who's in Killeen. Tell a friend who's in Temple. Tell a friend who's in Hillsboro. Tell your friend. Very, very, very reasonable. And the store will only be here temporarily. So you want to make sure that you get as many deals as you can. So please come out. Once again, this particular promotion will be in the Waco trip, Thursday or Friday. It will also be on the internet as well. So just to remind you, Thursday and Friday, come out, come out, come out. All right? It's open to the public. It's at the Bellmead Civic Center. It's on many of the calendars. It's on the City of Waco calendar, I believe. It's on Eventbrite. And it's going to be in the paper. It's on my Facebook page. It's on my, all my social media pages. I've already had some individuals ask about it. You can inbox me about it. You can call me about it. But please come out. It's for a worthy cause. Plus, you save a lot. And you're able to get the presents that you would like. Amen? Amen. So please come out to the Bellmead Civic Center, 3900 Paris Street, Bellmead, Texas, right behind the Vega High School. All right? All right. I want to thank each and every one of you from the bottom of my heart for listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. You know, if you're an artist, a gospel artist, please be sure to email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the ministry. I would love, love, love to play your music. I'm going to submit some music to some individuals who are looking for gospel artists. So please be sure. In addition to that, just remember that God loves you. Continue to pray for each other. You know, if people aren't in a storm, they're getting ready to go in one, or they're coming out of a storm. So just pray one for another and know that God is going to do it. Know that God is going to take care of us. If you drop your mantle, if you drop your ministry, if you just felt like you can't take it anymore, then pray to God. Pray your strength in the Lord, because that's where our strength comes from. We look for strength in many different things when we become weak. But pray your strength in the Lord, because the Lord is good and he's worthy to be praised at all times. He's worthy to be praised, and God is good. So we must understand and recognize who God is, and we must remember that God is the joy, and he's the strength of our life. He moves all pain, misery, and strife. He promised to keep us, never to leave us. He'll never come or go short on his word, but we have to fast and praise him. We have to keep our life clean every day. Amen? And so every day is a renewal. God gives us a chance every day, and we have to take that chance with God. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening. And once again, if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love is pure because God is love. Till next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Albrita. Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Albrita Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is his word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.